While it's handing over a prison, the United States will not be handing some of its seaport operations to a Persian Gulf firm. Dubai Ports World says it's backing away from a plan to take over the operations of half a dozen American seaports. Though the details are not clear, the firm said that some U.S. entity will take over instead. Today, President Bush said he was troubled by the protests that led to the collapse of this deal.
I'm concerned about a broader message this issue could send to our friends and allies around the world, particularly in the Middle East. In order to win the war on terror, we have got to strengthen our relationships and friendships with moderate Arab countries in the Middle East.
The president spoke this morning in Washington. NPR White House correspondent David Greene was listening in. And David, did you hear anything new in what the president said?
Well, what was new, Steve, was the context. I mean, the president is speaking now after we had this huge new development that Dubai Ports World might be pulling out. In terms of the content of what he said, though, it's what we've been hearing since this whole debate began. The president is in a tough spot. A lot of his Republican allies are against this deal because so many Americans are overwhelmingly opposed to it. They're afraid of an Arab-owned company taking over some operations at U.S. ports. The president can't come out in opposition like a lot of his Republican allies can because he's president of a country that needs this nation as an ally, deals with it. He's a diplomat. He needs to worry about some of the perhaps xenophobic undertones in blocking a deal like this. So as the commander-in-chief, he made a decision that he had to stick by this deal. And that's what we're hearing today, that this could send the wrong message to nations in the Middle East.
Is he right that there are real repercussions here that go beyond the United Arab Emirates, where this company was based?
It's not clear. We certainly do a lot of dealings with that country. His message is that moderate nations in the Middle East are not going to want to deal with us if we're sending a message that you can't do business here, whether that's just his thought or whether there could be some serious repercussions, we'll have to see.
Now, as you mentioned, members of his own party who control Congress were pushing to kill this deal anyway. Now Dubai Ports World has said that it's backing away. Does that end the controversy?
It's not clear yet. It certainly seems to take the air out of it, but it was extraordinary. I mean, to think that here we are, this president who works so closely with his Republican leadership, he threatens to veto, and Republicans basically say, oh, we'll test you on that. We're gonna take this and see if you'll carry through. Just an amazing thing.
What are Democrats saying?
Well, Democrats, I think they're saying two things. One is let's look at this closely and see if truly this has solved the crisis. Secondly, I think they want to paint this, however it turns out, as a defeat for this president. I think we have some sound of Senator Chuck Schumer of New York yesterday talking about this. He's certainly trying to paint this as the Bush administration mishandling the nation's security. Let's give a listen.
We cannot let our guard down 4 years after 9/11. And it was obvious that this deal, which was done in a cursory, casual, and secret way, should never have gone forward to begin with. We now smell the scent of victory.
David Greene, when Chuck Schumer talks about smelling the scent of victory, you certainly get a sense that Democrats are enjoying the opportunity to hammer the president on national security issues.
They are. This is the president's, one of his, if not his signature issue that he won re-election on. He likes to talk about it a lot, his record on national security. And that's the key question here. Even if this is done, has this undermined the president's credibility when it comes to national security? The Democrats are smelling the scent of victory. The White House is breathing a huge sigh of relief and hoping this thing just goes away.
Lots of inhaling and exhaling going on. NPR White House correspondent David Greene, thanks very much.
Pleasure, Steve.